How do you mimic an Australian accent? Well, a lot of people start with this line.
The dingo's got my baby!
That's Meryl Streep playing an Australian mother in the movie A Cry in the Dark. That expression and variations of it have become part of American popular culture and a way for Americans to hone their Aussie accent. There's Elaine in Seinfeld.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
And Bart Simpson.
Hey, I think I hear a dingo eating your baby.
And many others. Well, there's a rich irony here. Dingo is originally not an English word at all. It's borrowed from the Darug language, which also gave English the words koala, wallaby, and boomerang. Darug is an Australian Aboriginal language that died out more than 100 years ago, but it's now being revived. A school in Sydney is teaching Darug, and as Phil Mercer reports, a lot of the students want to learn it.
Darug was one of the dominant Aboriginal dialects in the Sydney region when British settlers arrived 221 years ago. It was the first Aboriginal language to have prolonged contact with English, which accounts for all those words loaned to English. In fact, the language has another name, Sydney. But under the weight of colonisation, Darug became extinct. At Chifley College, a public junior high school, an attempt is underway to reverse that. The school's Dunheved campus sits on ancestral land of the Darug tribe, and so it offers a class in Darug. Richard Green is the Darug teacher, and he's on a mission to rekindle this ancient language.
We've already reclaimed it. That's why there's so much interest. People are already speaking it. They speak our language from here. So when you walk in the school of the morning, you hear, Bujiri warame, Bujiri malinawal. Good to see you. How are you? Good morning. Okay, everyone together, the whole class. People, I'm starting to lose my voice. Listen up. Let's say this together. We got some young boys here that are absolutely brilliant. And no matter what I say, they say it with correct pronunciation. You know, they sit in class the whole lesson. They're changing their attitudes.
Baragirang and Gadaway. The first one means kangaroo and the second one means cockatoo.
And how easy is it to learn?
Pretty easy. If you say it all together, you can remember it.
Easy for some. John Hobson, a professor at Sydney University, says Australia's indigenous languages are, in fact, quite difficult to learn.
For the benefit of English speakers, I often compare Aboriginal languages to something somewhere between Japanese and Latin, which, kind of surprises them because the kind of gut approach is to go for something primitive and simplistic, which they are definitely not. They're very complex languages.
About 20% of the students at Chifley College are Aborigines, some of whose ancestors spoke Darug. Student Stephen Dargin says learning the language is important for Aborigines like him.
It's good, especially for the blackfellas. You get to talk about your own culture and all that, learn some more stuff, speak it out of school.
Aborigines remain by far Australia's most disadvantaged group, and in its small way, this school's language program is helping redress that imbalance. Deputy Principal Joyce Berry says the aim is to create a vibrant, living language.
If this can work, it's something that a school in Western Sydney has been able to achieve with the support of the elders. So if we can do that, it's going to be such a wonderful thing, not just for the school, but also for the Darug community.
Other indigenous languages in Australia have been revived, but the revitalization process requires what experts describe as language engineering, the borrowing of phrases and words, or the coining of new vocabulary. And even then, it's a struggle to sustain these languages. Only about a dozen Aboriginal languages are considered strong and passed on from adults to their children. That's a sharp decline from the roughly 270 languages that existed when European settlers arrived in Australia in 1788. For the world, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney, Australia.
Inga, yeah?
You're ruined.
We under one gen.
For more on Darug and many of the world's other tongues, go to theworld.org/language. That's where you can listen to our weekly podcast, The World in Words.